computer's cursor blinked calmly at a horrified Jeremy Hoffman. He could not wrap his head around the dreadful message sprawled across the screen of his laptop, but he knew it was bad. This could really sink him. Not just him, but his whole company could be in danger if he couldn't boot up his computer. Warning, boot critical file. C:\Windows\System32\Drivers\FileInfo.sys is corrupt. Repair? YN. Jeremy had stayed up half the night working on that proposal. If it was gone now, there was no way he could reconstruct it in time. He knew he could have his staff put together all the reports and attachments they'd been working on for months, but the executive summary he had personally written last night only existed on this laptop. Sure, he could rewrite it, but it would never be the same. Last night, he'd been inspired, the words just flowing through him like some kind of divine message. He couldn't remember exactly what the 8-page summary said, but each time he'd read through it, even he was amazed at how compelling his arguments were. Now, he feared those words, so inspired, so perfect, were forever lost. He stuck one hopeful finger out and tapped the Y button on his keyboard one last time. Just as it had the two previous times, the message came right back at him. Warning, boot critical file. C:\Windows\System32\Drivers\FileInfo.sys is corrupt. Repair? YN. It was almost taunting him now. The thought of losing his company triggered a feeling of dread he could not bear. His whole life had been leading up to this. A billionaire at 32, he could nearly double his fortune if this deal went through. Without it, well, his firm had taken on a lot of debt to make this contract possible. They were so heavily leveraged now that if they lost this opportunity, their stock price would plummet. His competitors would undoubtedly buy up and parcel out his company, piece by pathetic little piece. In a fit of rage, Jeremy grabbed the laptop. He had the urge to throw it out the window of his 27th floor suite, but the mental image of the shattering glass bringing unwanted publicity forced him, even in his agitated state, to turn his wrath inward, into the office that had become his second home. He looked around for something to throw his laptop at, but in the end settled for beating the wretched thing against his desk. Over and over again, he banged the delicate, lightweight gadget with the extra-large screen and lightning-fast processor on the edge of his executive cherrywood desk. Finally, he managed to split the beveled edge of the desk and crack the silicon casing of the laptop. His blood boiling, he flung the computer across the room, where it dented the sheetrock, and knocked a decorative print from its hanger before landing noiselessly on the carpeted floor. Jeremy stood up, ran a hand through his hair, and began pacing around the room irritably. After a moment, his door opened slightly, and a pale, doughy face appeared. "Everything all right in here?" Mrs. Agatha Woodward was duly concerned. She peered around the executive suite, assessing the damage and evaluating her employer's disposition. "I'll contact building services and have them come clean this up," she offered kindly.
"Don't bother," he said listlessly. "I'm ruined."
The tech support team at Hoffman Global Enterprises was already slammed. There had been a widespread computer virus earlier in the week that had wormed its way onto servers at several major corporations, making national news. Everyone on the IT staff was out on runs, updating every computer on the network, hoping to prevent a security failure before it was too late. Samantha Lohman didn't usually work the help desk. She was an IT project manager whose team had been recruited to help fight the virus threat. So her software development project had been put on hold, and she'd been asked to field help desk calls for the day. She was the only one in the office when the call came in. "Mr. Hoffman's computer won't start." Samantha was annoyed already at the apparent simplicity of the problem. "Okay," she began, preparing to walk through the troubleshooting steps one by one. "Let's check the power source first. Is the computer plugged into an electrical outlet?"
"It's a laptop, and I don't see the power cord anywhere."
Samantha noted the sweet-tempered sound of an older woman's voice. She wondered